come to the granddaddy of all epics now.
The granddaddy.
Oh, okay, we are of course talking about the 2010 Wimbledon, another first round match. We started with a first round match between Passarel and Gonzalez, and we're going to end this section, the first round match between Nicholas Mahut and John Isner. Strap yourself in while I lay some of these stats on you. 11 hours and 5 minutes, played over 3 days. The second day, I believe, was played via correspondence because both of them couldn't make it. Over 3 days, won by Isner, 6-4, 3-6, 6-7, 7-6.
Can I just stop you there?
You want to nominate the last set?
No, I just want to say, up to now, normal tennis match. Pretty normal. Now, what was the last set there, Remo?
Well, the last set was 70 to 68. The longest match in tennis history. And I'll admit, I haven't seen this match. I haven't watched this match. I have no desire to watch this. And I have nothing against Nicholas Mahut or John Isner.
No.
But I have no desire to want to watch this match in any way, shape or form.
So the question I have for you, these other two matches were great matches. Was this a great match?
I don't know. It was certainly spoken about.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, if you watch the first few sets, I don't think it would have been a great match. It would have been just, okay, this is a good match against two fairly evenly matched competitors. Mm. And the interest would only have risen in the fifth set as it got to 6-7-all, 8-all. And they must have been just holding their serve continually. I mean, Isner has got a massive serve and that's his weapon. You've got to think he's not being broken. It must be Mahut who held his serve and held his nerve for that long.
Well, is it holding in nerve or is it something else? Are these two men the two most stubborn individuals in the history of the world? I mean, you think about
it. Of the world?
Well, hang on.
I was going to say tennis, but the world.
Yes. 70 to 68. Let's just put ourselves into this fifth set, okay? And imagine ourselves to be there. Various points. 10-9 in the fifth set. 22-21 in the fifth set. 36-35 in the fifth set. 58-57 in the fifth set. At this point, surely one of them would be thinking, I got to get the hell out of this match. But no, 65-64 in the fifth set. Finally, we get to 70-68. They hung in there, both of them, like dogs with a bone.
But they didn't know it was going to get to 70-68. So, as for example, at 27-26, you'd have to be thinking, this is going to be over soon. One of us has got to go.
Yeah, okay, but what about at 49-48, where you go, 20 games ago, I thought this was going to be over, I'm bailing.
Well, I have to cancel my dinner reservations for one.
You have to cancel your family holiday. But I'm going to take you back. You said, who's thought that this was a great match? There is one man on the record who did think this was a great match. That was the umpire. Mohamed Leani said he was gripped by the amazing match. This is the man in the umpire's chair. He watched the whole thing. He was gripped.
I don't want an umpire to be gripped. I want him to be adjudicating fairly.
Well, hang on. Is it humanly possible to be gripped by anything for 11 hours? That's my question.
I mean, with Leihani, the man likes to be gripped.
In a professional sense
only.
Of course.
Of course.
But for 11...
If you're listening, Mohammed, I'm sorry.
For 11 hours and 5 minutes... He must have been tripping at this point.
Well, I wonder if he was watching.
He was seeing something else.
It was probably over at 14-12. The guys were too tired to understand.
And he's saying, why are all the people still watching and why are the players still playing? But there was something almost hallucinogenic. Has to be going on to the 11th hour of a match that ends up 70-68.
I don't want to watch the match. I want to watch Leihani's head. The last half hour to see what he's thinking.
Wimbledon has actually released footage of Leihani's head, and you can watch this for 11 hours and 5 minutes, and it's more entertaining than the match. I can tell you, I have watched it, and I tell you, it is worth following up. It's on the Wimbledon channel.
Leihani's head?
That's right, and it's in close-up. A couple of shots there from the back, just to break it up a little bit, but it's a gripping viewing. And I just want to end this section, Buzz, by saying that enough time can create something out of nothing.
You know, at this moment, it's just really painful, but like John said, it was just amazing to play today. We played the greatest match ever and the greatest place to play tennis. You know, Wimbledon is the greatest tournament and we just played the greatest match ever.